So, unfortunately for those who don't already know, my dream of summiting Everest in 2011 ended yesterday when I was about to get a helicopter from Everest Base Camp to Kathmandu. After I became ill at Camp 2, it was decided by four of the doctors at Base Camp and also others contacted worldwide that I would be putting myself at serious risk of having a stroke if I were absent on the expedition. There is no way anyone can justify risking paralysis at the age of 19. Unfortunately, the result of the incident at Camp 2 was reversible, and I'm now recovered. But it has still been hugely difficult to accept the outcome of the DHL Everest expedition. It has been such a struggle over the past year to find sponsorship and to train several hours a day just to get the go-ahead for the expedition. To have it all end so abruptly and so cruelly is devastating. I'm hoping to fly out as soon as possible, which is proving difficult because of the Easter holidays. But I've now just been declared fit to fly, so as soon as possible. I'm staying in the Yakiniki, which is a really, really nice hotel. But I've got the TV and the bed and the swimming pool for the basics of base camp any day. I'd give anything to swap the flushing toilet for the hole in the ground if it meant I'd get another shot at Everest. I was away just over a month and to be flying directly from base camp, where it's so, so quiet and all that disturbs you is the old avalanche. And then just to be dumped straight back in the hustle of Kathmandu, where I was woken up by car horns, it was almost frightening. I've just been into Tamil, which is the sort of town centre, and it was almost scary. Breakfast was just a row of buffet food, and I barely knew what to do. I ate with the wrong cutlery, and all the people in the restaurant just scared me. I just feel quite lost, quite lonely, and if I were told I could go back safely to Everest, I'd do so, as soon as possible. But that's not going to happen, not for this year. So many people were following the exhibition and giving their support, and I'm just so sorry that I've tell you this news and the exhibition's over. My health has to be paramount, and should it allow, I think Everest 2012 might be on the cards. It's hard to see it now, but these things will always work out for the best, as my mum always says. And I'm hoping to go back next year and climb Everest in style. Finally, I just want to say a few words of thanks. I know it's boring, but it needs to be done. To all those who have supported me in various ways, I can't say how grateful I am to you and also how sorry I am. I can't help but feel I've let everyone down. DHL Express, who stepped in at the last minute and gave me a shot at Everest, the most amazing experience and opportunity of a lifetime, aged just 19. Especially, also I should say, mention Andrew from DHL for being so understanding. And just to everyone at DHL for believing in me, I owe you all so much. To everyone at Himalayan Guides, probably the best company on the mountain all around, Henry's Logistics, Carney's Knowledge, Adwari in Kathmandu managing it all, Bim's Cooking, and also I need to say sincere thanks to Lakpa Onju for staying with me on the mountain when I needed it most. I wish James and Charles and all of Kim's team all the luck in the world. I know they all have it in them. Yes. I have to thank all the doctors who offered their expertise and compassion and for making such a difficult decision that ultimately may have saved me some dark experiences. Finally, to my closest friends at home who I've spoken to recently, you've all known exactly the right thing to say, especially Rob, who has helped me to look forward already. Once again, best of luck to all my friends on the mountain. Climb with your heart, I'll be right behind you.